and that mandline on the base. Amar Rav from the second line from the top. Hai reye de domye le ufsa treife. If the reye is domye le ufsa is a bikas eitzim, a piece of wood. Uch de meforish. Ike da amri bechazuse, bike da amri begishoso, ike da amri de nefiche, bike da amri de prise. The Yom Shor Shloime explains that the Gemara is saying in two Lashonis the same thing. The Chalukei Day is what the comparison of the Reye is to this piece of wood. There's one day that says it's similar to the color of wood. It's a lightish color, which is normally not, it is lighter than the normal color of a reya. That's the taich chazuse, and that's the taich nefiche. Another say it means that when you touch it, begishoso, when you touch it, you can feel it is, it's hard, it's not as fleshy as a reya normally is. And it seems these are simonim that the reya is not functioning properly. What does Rashi say? Shekosha mishusha ka'itz. When you touch it, when you feel it, it's hard as wood. I think the Sichas Chulin brings down that inside it is not dry, inside it is still, there's a lachluchis inside. But the outside is very hard. The prize koshe behaino nami kigishosa. It seems there are different lashonis how others explained the comparison to anufse to bikas eitzim. And the nefiche nasis levone kibikas behaino nami bechazusa. This is the same shite. Now, so here we have in two ways, if there's a comparison of the reye to a piece of wood, it is treif, either the mare or the feel of the reye is hard as wood. Ve'ike da amri de shia de les lo chituche de oine. Others say, it is speaking about that it does not have the chituch of oines. That means we have the uni. They're separated, the three uni on the right and the two on the left. And there's a chituch that separates one uni from the other. Here, it is straight. There's no chituch. Let us see what Rashi says. Veheche deloy mechatcha bechituch gomo. If there's no chituch between the oines, we have here a picture in the Sichas Chulin, v'stak, what is it, the gilsa of the, v'stak, can mean mare hefresh nikaboy, and there is a stak that is, shows the separation between the unis. That means like this, normally there's a chituch between the one un and the other un, and here there's no chituch. There's a stack, like an indentation in the reye that shows what would normally be a chituch. Here it's all one, but there's a stack. So that's also good. Ve'eche deloy mechatcha bechituch gomo. Ustak can mean mare hefresh, nika boy ksheira, that is kosher. The lav shiye kiyufsu, it is not as, it is a ufsu, it seems like it's a board, that, so this is not smooth, you see already there's an indentation that is outlining the different unis. So it's not similar to a bika. So this is another pshat in. So if there's no chituch, it's puzzle. But if there's an indentation, then it is good. What does Taisvesai Deshiya Keufse, it is smooth like a board, without the chitoch. Hainu shechaloka legamre. Aval im yesh bo shum heker ba'almek sheira. So the Sichas Chulin brings down one pshat, shum heker ba'alme, that if the simpainis, that means each une has different simpainis going into each une, so if the unes, even though minachutz, they're not nika you, there's no chitach to divide the simpainis, there's no chitach to divide the unes, but if when you open up the reyim, and you see that there's simpainis that enter each une, so we see that that's also sufficient. Yesh bo shum heker. She brings this from the Darkei Moshe, that this is also sufficient. Shum heker. Omar Rove, kikuchlo ksheiro. Now we're speaking about the mare of the reyim. So if it's kikuchlo, it is kosher. So what is the taitz kikuchlo? So Rashi says, seva kechel, shehu kemare lezoyer. Lezoyer, so the Rav Ranschenberg says, vloy, kemare rikia. So if it has such a color, it's bluish, lo yoreik veloy shocher. Not yoreik and not shocher, kekechlo is kosher. Kedyusa treife. Kedusa, Sarashi says, Kairet Diyoyovesh. Yusa means some black ink. Buhu Shocher, it's black. So if it's black, it is strife. Now, what is the makir if it is black, it is strife? The Omar Rabchanine, Shocher Odom Hu Elo Shaloka. Now, let us see what Rashi says. Now, Rav Chanina le'inyan damnida. He's speaking about damnida, and he says that if you find dam that is black, so really it's odaim. Now, why did it get black? Elisha loko. That means there was a kilkul in the dam, and the kilkul made from red to black. Alma lekusahu. So if that means that if there was such a change of color, so that seems that that comes about through a kilkul. And if there's a kilkul in the reya from some of the color, is v'soife li'rokev v'ninokev. So the soif will be that it will rot or become a nekev. So it shows its true colors. It seems the mare is a simen of the matzev of the reya, that there was a kilkul already in the reya, and we see it through the mare. Yeroika ksheiro. Yeroika, Rashi says, kemin asabim kidelekamo. Midarabnosa. Aduma ksheiro, if it is very red, it's also kosher, midarabnosa. The Sanya Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Pam Achas Olachti Lekrochi Hayom. Bosa Isha Achas Lefonai Shemolo Bno Rishen Umeis, Sheini Umeis, Shlishi Eviosi Lefonai. Reisiv Shohoya Odoi. He saw the child was very red. Omarti Lo Biti Hamtini Loi Wait Achi Yivla Boidomai. She wait till the dam will be nivla in the bosa. Imtina lo yomolo oisoi v'choyo, v'yikoyrin oisoi noson abavli al shmi. Let us see what Rashi says. Yiroiko kemina sabim kidulakamon. Ksheiro, the hodra bori midarab noson. That means this is a matzev which can eventually heal. We see this maisa with Rab Nosson. Hemtino loy, very interesting Rashi, the ein locha dovo ha'imed b'fnei pikuach nefesh, chutz mi avedes kechovim v'gilo yarayis u'shvichas domen. He says, Rashi had a felt it necessary to explain what's the inyan to wait. There's a mitzvah b'yei mashmini. So Rashi says that it's pikuach nefesh. Ein locha dovo ha'imed b'fnei pikuach nefesh, chutz mi avedes kechovim, Pegila Arayis Veshvichas Domen. I saw that Avnei Nezer asks, in the Chayre, how would Rashi ever have a meaning that you should be mal, you should be mal des tinnik, L'chayre Yoivad Isa Retziche, and the Moil is Yoivad Retziche. So he says, but artis cheshbin, so just like milas deiche Shabbos would be deiche retzicha also. There's a mitzvah lo milaisai, but so Rashi says, no, there's a heter of pikuach nefesh, so memele there's no mitzvah of mila. Sheyiv la boy domai. So he told them to wait till the blood will be nivla. So Rashi explains as follows, sheyiv domai nivla bipsori. That the dam should be nivla in the boso, she yedomoy hoylech bein oyle boso, the dam was hoylech bein oyle boso, vahave kemi she ein loy dam. That means the dam was not yet nivla in the goof, that's why it was very red, because it was nivla bein oyle boso, so it's like she ein loy dam, the dam was not yet nivla in the system. But damu anefesh, the whole chiyus comes from the dam. Mitoich she'ein boi chiyus who meis b'maka kalo, so he doesn't have too much chiyus to begin with, so a small maka could kill him. Before we go a little further, we'll have another case also, but let us just. What is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us Aduma Ksheira Midarabnosam. That Aduma is Ksheira Midarabnosam, that he says from Rabnosam we see that this Indian that it's reddish, which is an indication that the dam was not Nivla Beboso, but it is something that heals and gets better. That was the Maisa by Rav Nosson. So, I saw in Yisabrocha something very interesting. Yisabrocha brings down from a Meiri. The Meiri says that it seems that these are matzovim that can occur when a child is born, so it seems he wasn't nigmar b'shleimis, the dam is b'ner leboso, And after a zman, it will become nivla b'boso. So we see, but it's not something that is not healable. Time will heal it. So the Miri says, so we must be speaking about a young eagle, a young animal. So Mamelo, so this we could learn out from Rav Nosson. That means when it gets born, sometimes it's not completely developed and it takes time to develop. But if you have, let's say, a behemoth that's a zokain and you see this, that it's very red, so mistoma, the seed is not, it was nivla doma yet. I mean, if there's a problem here, this problem won't be healed. That's what the Meiri says. Lisa Brocha brings down the Shulchan Aruch, they do not differentiate if this is only speaking about an eagle, a young animal. Then the Gemara speaks about another case, Yeroika Ksheira Midarab Nosa. And what is the mice of, and Rashi said, let's just remember the translation, Yeroike Rashi says, Kimina Sabim Kidalakamo. It's like, it's green like grass. So let us see what was the Maisa with Rav Nosson by Green. V'shuv pam achas olachti lemdinis kaputkiye, bose isha lefonai shemola bno rishain omeis, sheini omeis, shlishi yebiyosei lefonai reisiv shahoya yorik. I saw it was green. Itzatzti boi bloi hoya boi dambris. We'll soon see what this is Moisef. Amarti lo biti hamtini loi at sheyipar boi domoi. At sheyipar boi domoi. Imtini loi molo oisai b'choyo. Boi yekoirin oisai nosan hababli al shmi. Rashi explains this case in Masechta Shabbos of Kufla Medalet. Loi nofel boi domo. Loi bo loi dam. It did not have enough dam. It was born. It did not have sufficient dam. Umitoich ka choloshu. Vein boi koyach. So the child is very weak. Umamayer lach loish velomus. So it seems that eventually the the body can generate its own dam. But you have to wait. If it was born with a b'chayser dam, so you have to wait, and eventually the body will generate its own dam. Now, v'loy hoya boy dam bris. It says, it's a very, the lotion by this case was, shlishi ebiyosei lefonai, re'isiv shoya yorek. I saw right away that the child is green. Itzatzti boy, bloy hoya boy dambris. Then I looked, and he was mistakel, bloy hoya boy dambris. So Rashi Masech the Shabbos explains, tarti ligreyese. There were two problems here. Chode di imohu, that since there was a chesoron of dam, so if you would make a mile, loinofik minei domo, so dam wouldn't come out. Vatofas dam bris mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that dam should come out by the bris. Kedersiv sarashe min zaposik in Zacharye. Kam at bedam brisech shilachti asiraich mi boir ein mayim boi. It seems the schus of dam bris, Klal Yisrael will be zeichel legeula, to be taken out of Golas. Ba'oid, the mesukinu, umishum chutz shalai noitza boi adayin dam. So, Rashi Masechta Shabbos says that there were two inyonim here that held back Rav Nosson from, they should make a bris. One inyon was, the Rashi puts it, that first of all, wouldn't be a mahuda deke, Vatofas dam bris mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. I don't know if it's likuve, but it's a mitzvah. Rashi brings a posik in Novi. Gamat bedam briser shilachti asirayach. And it seems this is that it's because of this mitzvah would be doiche yoyim hashmini. That means that even though it's yoyim hashmini, but there's a mitzvah, the Novi says, there's a union of dam bris, there's a mitzvah, so that's, so in order to make the mila properly, I feel like it's also a shtikul chiddush, in order to make the mila properly, that there should be a tofas dam bris, so this was a sibe, there won't be dam bris now, he tats the boy, and he saw that there won't be dam bris, so because of that, he wouldn't have made the bris. And then, v'oid, nochatam, the mesukinu, so we're giving two reasons why not to make a bris. Umishum chushe, shloi noitza boi adayin dam. Now, it's very interesting, the loshon ha-gemore is shloi kisidrom. That means the reisiv shahoya rochik. That he saw right away was yorik. And he tzatz the boy v'loy hoya boy dambris. God, I saw in the Chayfetz Hashem says that if from the, it would be nikir, that there would be dam bris, so that alone is a simen that is enough dam to make the mila also. That means it's not a mesukin. That's what he wants to be mitzadet. And let us see Taisvis. Shlishi Eviyose Lefonai. Nire, so Taisvis says here, Psahoshtik Teire. The Sovar, the Betray Zimne, have a Chazoke Kerebi. Midom Alo Hamtini. The Chazoke, Midom Alo Hamtini, told her to wait. So, what is Taisvis saying? This is the Machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel of two times as a chazake, or three times a chazake. And they brought him the third child, so he holds like Rabbi that two times is a chazake. I mean, we have a whole cheshbon over here. We have a whole cheshbon that before it's Yivladomoy, it's weak, it's dos. What does this have to Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So the Mashah explains that Rab Nosson, when he saw this red child, he wasn't medically acquainted that this is a sakone. The Gemara tells us a story. The Gemara tells us the first child died, the second child died. And I get along, what is this? This is irrelevant. If we will say that the way the Gemara brings down the Rab Nosson, it was like Nivla Adoma, and Rashi explains, it's like Nivla Adoma, so the dam is bein oil abosso, so ki adamu anefesh. So Rashi says a whole medical explanation that it's a sakon if you make a mila. So that's why he said hamtini. He said wait, it's a sakon. So what Taisus is bringing here, he holds like Rabbi two times as a chazak. So the Mashah says that Amnosan did not know this medical fact. That's why the Gemara brings down that her first two children died. And she explained to him that the first two children were also like this. So then he put two and two together. So Rav Nosson said, the first two children died, and we paskin like Rebbe. It's not a mikra. That means if we would hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that means so that doesn't tell us that if it's red, you can't make a bris, it's a sakone. But since we paskin like Rebbe, that after two times is a chazoke, and Mr. Mishi told them, I mean, the Gemara is telling us, it's not Tamazay, it's Baba Maisa, what she told them, the first two children died. I mean, this is Negei, the Maisa of Rav Nosson. So, Faker, she told him that the first two children were also red, or were also green, and Le Maisa they died, so he derived from that this is a sakone. That's why he told her, Hamtini. He told her that she should wait. She should wait. So we see that this is a Siba of Sakona, so you should wait till it goes away. Fakert, it could very well be, I think, I mean, how did Rav Nosson know that if you wait, I think there's a kasha from the Noida B'Yuda, I mean, two children died from Milet, let's not speak about this case. The two children may sochim machmas Milet, so how can one take it upon his shoulders and say, oh, we'll wait a little bit and then we'll make the bris. It's meso achim machmas mila. But according to the Marsha, it's very good. That means the whole makir of sakone that Rav Nosson based his psak on was because two red children died from sakone. That's the makir. So I see red is a sakone. That's all what I see. More than that, I don't see. So if Nivla Domain, it's not red anymore. So I have no Mekoyer to think that there's a Sakona. So he told her to make the bris. I mean, that's everything. The whole halacha was based because we paskin like Rebbe. We wouldn't paskin like Rebbe. So then,
So then I don't see anything yet. I have no right to build from this, that this is a sakonim. But al koponim, so the Gemara says, hu adin bayareyem, that if it's red or if it's green, it's something that is brought about because of a sibe, le nivla dome, le nofal bay dome. So this is something that eventually is healable. Zog the Gemara weiter, Oma Rav Kahane, kekavdo ksheiro. If the reye has the color of a kaveit, so it's kosher, the color of a liver. Kibisra treife. It has the color of boso. Seems meat is redder than a liver. Treife. So then it's treif. V'simonech, if you want to remember, u'boser basode treifa. Just remember this posik, and egelonu amare boso is treif. What does Rashi say? Kikveido kshayro, reye shemare shelo doime lekove kshayro. Kibisro treife. Bahochi kimlu, they have a mesire. The Bahochi Havi Likuse, this a color of a basar shows that there was a kilkul in the reya, a Bahochi Lehavi Likuse, and a color not as red as basar is not a simen of kilkul, even though it is somehow not the normal color of a reya. Oma Rav Samer Bereide Rove, Aireye de Domye Kikishuse. Aireye that is similar to Kishis. Kishis are hops, which are not such a strong green. Uchimoyrika, I think like safflower, Uchagoyin Beyaso, or like the yolk of an egg, Treifa. This is treifa. This mare somehow is a mare that shows that something's wrong with the reya. Ela yoreke de ksheira hechidomi kikarsi. That we had before, that yoreke is kosher, it's kosher like karsi. Now, poshet karsi is krishim, it's leek, it's scallions, the green of scallions, this is kosher. Kikishusa yeroika veloika asabim. Ela kemare kishusa, so a lighter green humlin. A kemare merike kalchaim, a kemare beya. These are more on the yellowish side. Buchalayla mean yorek, and this is all in the spectrum of yorek. Shaze mishune mizem. B'chol mare krug nikra yorek. I think this is already a yellowish color. So this is already, this mare is treif. Let us see Taisviz. Ela yoreka hechidomi that is kosher, kikarsi. V'yesh meforish, yesh forum shekosubem kikarson. B'chol echot. And what is this? Karson and Karsi, because of Be'oruch, Duhu Tzeva Yoroik, B'talgim Shal Chotzer Hu Karsi. V'nire, maybe Taisvis is Schoilig, V'nire, Duhu Tzeva Indish Balaz. Indish is blue. Du dami lerakia. That means there is a bluish tinge for sure. So maybe Taisvis is chilek on Rashi, that it has to have a bluish tinge. Du dami lerakia. Du mashme shu daime ktsas letcheles. Kedem rinen kedei sheyake ben tcheles lekarsi. The Gemara Masechtas Brachos says, if it's light enough to differentiate between Tchelis Lekarsi, so then it's light enough to Lein Krishma. V'oma Tchelis Doima Liyam, V'yam Doima Lerikia. So it would seem that this has a, that Tchelis has a bluish tinge in it, so Karsi Mistama also, it's a turquoise color, it's a kabonim, it has also a bluish tinge in it. Mitoich kach oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Tohor de paslinim beperk lulav ha-gozul esrik ha-yorik ha-karsen, dafke b'tzeva indish. Also, it has a say, bluish tinge. Omei yonir ed mikoich zayin lahachshir shar esroigim ha-yoroikim. Atulu will say that that's the taich yoroik. The loinokat ki-karsen lamutei shar in yoni yarkis. The karsen does not necessarily mean dafke karsen is possible, no others are kosher. Vachanami labet dafke ki karsen, de leel gabi yereika ksheira midarabnosen, perish bekuntris yereike kasabe. There Rashi says that kosher is kasabim. Here the Gemara says that kosher is kekarsan. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, they're not the same color, and both are kosher. Alma kekarsan lav davke. Here it's telling us that the name is kosher. There it's coming to tell us that the esrog is possible. Here, the Loyosel Muti Ella de Damia Likishuso, Umayrika Beyasa, the Cholmini Krug Yeroikim Ikri. That means that what has a yellowish tinge is also Nichlal, the word Yoroik. So Memele, so he's giving us Misholim. That means if it's native to green or to a blue green, to a turquoise, this is kosher. It means to exclude something more on a, it's wax or the yolk of an egg or yellowish or goldish. These, it comes to the memayet, these maris. By us, fakert by an esrig fakert, the greenish or the dark green esrig is possible, and then there the yellowish mare is kosher. But that's, we were differentiating, when we say kekarsi, we're differentiating between a green and yellow. The whole mine krug, which is a type of a yellowish color, yiroikim ikri, kedama meseches nagoim, yirakrak kikonof tavas, which is vikalamandi omar kishava. So you see, shava is a yellowish type of a color. Pamrina beperik dalad nedorim, vayorek es chanichov, by Avram Avinu. So before he took them out to Mulchome, Shahirikan, let us see what the Megabetzer says, Shahirikan, Yorkes Chanikov, Shahirikan, Betayra, that's what I'm shot, that he, before they went out, he gave them gold. So Mamela, so we see there, Yorik means, by Yorik, as Chanichov, he gave them something which is a goldish tinge, he gave them gold. Shlayit noinem b'momen b'yisasku b'tzolos nechoshes. Le'bavonim teilu, teivis ha'magolius. That's why he gave them a lot of gold, and he said, you're taken care of already. So memele, so their whole goal in the Muhammad will be only atzolos nechoshes. Let us see the Gemara further. Amar Ravina, Amar Ravina, Otum Bereya. What does Rashi say? Otum Bereya. Duchte, there is a place in the Reya, one of the Yunus, one of the lobes. The Metamtem, that is stuffed. Vloy Ayel Zika Begave. That means there's no air coming into this lobe. Otum Bereya. Maisinon sakina, so you take a knife, vikorinolo, and you cut off a chelik of this uni that you see everything blows up, and this doesn't blow up. So you cut off a small chelik, vikorinolo. I isba mugla, if it's full of pus, vadai machmas muglo, so that was blocking the air from filling up this lobe of the lung. Ukshera, so that it seems that is not a problem. Could be mugla eventually gets healed. V'iloi, but if there's no mugla there, we cut off a piece of this une. Is masvina nalagatva, now you put on the cut off chelik. Not the chelik, you cut off the chelik that is still attached to the reya, but it was on the moki machatach, you put masvina nalogatfo oiroike. You put either a feather, or you put saliva, and you blow it up. Imevatsvitsa kshayras. If you see a slight movement, so it seems that even though there is a blockage in the slope, But this is not a sakonistic blockage because we can see that some air enters the lobe. And that it seems is sufficient. What does Rashi say? Menichen olo al oisei otum la'achar shen nikra. It means after you cut it open. Perhaps not you cut it off, you cut it open. So memele enam the moki machatach, you put either saliva or you put a feather. Viloi lekusahu utreife. It's a kilku in the reya and it's treife. Imevats v'so, I skipped over the Rashi, nichon alo yisei otom lacha shenikra. Imevats v'so, denaye droike, you see that the droike is moving because of the wind that's coming in. Ksherot ayil bazika. Because we see that there is something that's entering the low. Vilav treife. Omar Rav Yosef, krum sha'ola machmas make bereye. If there's a krum, that's ola machmas make bereye, ain't a krum. That is not a krum. What does Rashi say? Ain't a krum. She soifei lisose, it will not remain there. It's not a permanent seal. V'chol sirchi dereye, all the sirches, krum ha'ila machmas makeim. It's a krum ha'ila machmas makeim. Rashi said before, every sircha means there was a nekev. Hilkach hafagav delay nofik zik, even though you'll be nefeyach in the reye. Treife, it is treife. Zot the Gemara weiter, hay reye da avshe, b'ma Rav Yosef, hay reye da avshe, a reye that you blow into the reye, and the noise comes out, so it means that there's zicha and nekev, that the air is escaping from the nekev. If you know exactly, you can pinpoint where the noise is coming out. Manchinin alogatve. So you put a feather on it, a gila, or a piece of teven, a roika, imavatsvesa, treife. If it moves, so it's treif, because the koch is a nekev in both krumim. V'loi k'sheira. dwells is kosher. Ve'ilo yadina lo. If you do not know exactly where the sound is coming from, so we cannot make this bedika with leg, with a feather, is maisi mishichusa de maya pshuri. She bring a vessel, a keli, with warm water. Masvina lo begabo. You take the lung and you put the lung in warm water. And you blow into the kone, and you see if bubbles will come out. Bachmimi loy. You don't put it in hot water, the kavtzi. It could be there is a hole, but the heat brings together the chelke anekev, and air will not come out from the lung. Bekriri loy. You don't put it in cold water, the metarshi. Could be there never was a hole. But by putting it into cold water, it'll get brittle and hard and stiff, and that can make a hole. Ela batkina lo bepshuri. We make a bedike with warm water. Ima batzvizot reife. If you see bubbles are coming out, it's reife. Be like sheira. Aye, what was the siba of the noise? Tato inkev, ilo lo inkev. Av shezike the beini ubeini. That means the reason of the noise is because the air came out from the Kuma Tachtein. As yet did not come out, but the Kuma Elyain is blocking the air from coming out, so it's not right. But Al Koponim, the air coming out from the Kuma Tachtein is Bekoyach to make a noise. So Memele, so that's why we need this Bedikim. Ay Reye da Avsha Prishis Lel. The mikavtzi sois min anekev, hot water will be sois in the nekev. The mitarshi loshin troshin, it's hard. Shemakshin ois, so the cold water will harden the krum. O krum adak, and if you have a thin krum, kshum miskashin, it's hard. Nistar b'mishmush hayat, so this is brittle, it seems, and it can become a nekev. And it will get a hole by being baitik it. So Mamela, don't put into cold water, you're being matriv a behema, which in reality Bishasrita was not treifer. Zotze Gemara weiter. Amarula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Reya shenishpecho kikitain ksheira. That the whole bosso inside the Reya disintegrated, it became like a liquid. And now you could like that, like this, the Reya was full with Bosa, now you can go and swoosh it back and forth in the Reya. There's everything became liquefied. So now you can, it's Nishpach Kikitoin Ksheira. Almok Sasorin Mibifnim Loishmei Chasor. So it seems even though it's Nechsar the Bosa, the boso disintegrated, so Mamelin it became liquid, it's garnished. It's not, it is not a necessary component of the Reye. Because even though it's Nechsa boso, in fact, the Gemara Yisvira Babalul, we learned Hareyesh and Nikva Oishachos, we learned in the Mishnah, there's a chesaron in the Reye, it's treif. My chesaron, ilay me mi bachutz. Hainu nikva. So why does he have to say chesaron? For it's not chesaron. A nekev alone can pass. El alav me bifnim. Ushma me no chesaron me bifnim shmei chesaron. Somehow says, loy loy lam mi bachutz. Could be a chesaron me bifnim. It's not called a chesaron. And that when it says chaseira is mi bachutz, I asking a kash if it's mi bachutz. So tepid leot nikve, the kamret haine nikve, leitzricho, the chiddish of the Mishnah is elo le Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says in the Mishnah, the oma achati nokiv le beisas in painis, that in order for a nekev to pasal the reye, it is not sufficient that the nekev went through both krumim, the krum ilah, the krum tato. It has to go through the besar oreya till the simpainis. So memele, sahani mili, so a nekev alone has got the basis of simpainis. Hani mili nekev, the less pechasar.
That is a nekev that doesn't have a chesor. Avu nekev, the is bei chesor, and a nekev that is a chesor, afilo Rav Shimon moide. So Rav Shimon is also moide about that this will be matrifit. So a nekev sheyesh bei chesor, Rav Shimon is moide. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Chesor shebefnin is not chesor, but chesor mibachutz, and the krumim, there was a chesor in the nekev, then Rav Shimon is also moide. Let us see Rashi. Lo yitzrichi l'Rav Shimon. Chod yitzrich hashmini l'mistrich seira, Rav Shimon yitzrich hashmini. Tane, the masnisen, in a nikvo. Rav Shimon is choylek a nikvo. V'lo yachar seira. But if there's a chesor also, the benekev shesh pei chesor in moide. Let us see Taisvis. Avonekev sheesh pechasor nafilo Rav Shimon moide. V'yeh sherotzu leser sheniris horeya cheseira. If you see that the outside layer, there's a cheson in the outside layer, sheesh kmat usedak v'chesor in al horeya. And afilo oile b'nefiche, if you blow it up, there's no problem. V'oile v'abosakayim. That's it. But that's what I said. If there's a chesorin, Rav Shimon is also made. The beheishim lem riva, the tois of yod. Because if you say there's a new psul of chesorin, even though it's not a nekev, dim ken avlo shnu yehoche, chedivrei hakar, not to tell me, tell me a chiddush in Rav Shimon. Lahavle elu ukmi ka Rav Shimon. Alavada ikivin doilu benefiche ksheira. And posuk bein eklim in this hazokin. That means if the chesorin did not make a nekev, and you make nefiche, nothing could go, and then it's, the holes in the air, it's zicha kosher. We're talking about there was a nekev in both krumim. So according to the chachomim, that nekev alone is matrib. According to Rav Shimon, if there's a chesaron to the nekev, then it is treifet. Let us just go a little further. Rav Chananya cholash. Rav Chananya was weak. Ol legabei Reb Nosson v'chol g'doy le'yadur. Aisi kamei reye shenish v'chol kikite. But they came that in Vaka Cholet, some they wanted a, I mean, we have a shayla also, so they brought him a reye, to that was nish v'chol kikite, and that means that the bossa had disintegrated, v'achshara. He said, it's kosher like we had before. Oma rove, that means Rav is saying as follows: the besar horeya is not the hechsherei is not dependent on the bosal. I feel that the bosal disintegrated. It seems the bosal is not a component of the reya or of the functioning of the reya. So meila that what the bosal disintegrated is irrelevant. But vohu de kaimi simpoinis. But the simpoinis of the reya have to be intact. But if the simpoinis started to disintegrate, so then already it's like, Omale Ravach, Breit Rovel Ravashi, Minoye Dinan, how do we know if the simpoinis had not started to disintegrate? Omale Ravach, Breit Rovel Ravashi, Minoye, my sinin and saw the kunyev shevchin le begave, so we have here a reya that the bosal is became liquefied. So now we take a klicheres that's covered with lead, and we pour out the liquid into this keli, and we look if there's white dots. There's white dots in this liquid. If there's white dots in the liquid, that means that the simpoinis started to disintegrate also, and then it's trait. Let us see what does Rashi say. So Rashi, the kind of simpoinis alone, muki haknoiknois, which are the simpoinis. Mnoyadina shemen ni muka achas mayem, and that alone, it seems, is already a simentreif. My sin and soya, the kunya korish alcheres, amachupe baavo, It's covered with lead, shekirin, flumia balaz, the shiyahu, it's smooth, v'nira yof, it seems you can very well, very readily discern if there's any white spots which is a simen of the, that the simpainas were affected. Shevchina lo begava. We pour out this whole liquid of the reya into this keli. Koirin, akrum, bakalish, but everything runs out. Shrei kechivri, if you have white spots, treifa, to oz, vadai nirem, shemichle simpainas, so that the zicha, the simpainas had started to disintegrate, and that is a simen treifa.